Let's begin.
Yeah, this is for tomorrow, okay? So don't forget. Okay, we learned the.
Should we make the copies?
What'd you say?
Should I make copies?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll
make
it. Okay, I'll announce the end. Okay. Let's begin. We were in the sugya, Pagini Dibura, so I want to finish it up today. Okay, so we have two more Tosasim. We had a stira, if you recall, between Rav Meir, we always got to keep the Gemara fresh in our mind when we're talking about an elongated sugya like this, with a lot of the Tosasim. So, we had a stira, because Rav Shimon holds Pagini Dibura, the implication being the Tanakama holds, Lo Pagini Dibura, Tanakama is Rav Meir. And then we had a problem with that because Rav Nachman said the Pesach is like Rav Meir, who said, Lo Pagini Dibura. That's in contradiction with another statement of Rav Nachman. And that statement of Rav Nachman went as follows regarding the Shchimira. So let's just see those lines of the Gemara again, and that'll lead us into the Tosis, okay? Michael, why don't you read the line of the Gemara? V'amr Shchimira. Let's read the din, V'amr of Yosef Bar Menume, on the din of Shchimira. Because we said we paskin like Rav Meir of Nachman said, that said lo pagin in dibura. However, Rav Nachman made another comment. Go ahead, V'amr of Yosef Bar Menume. Go ahead. Excellent. So what's the din? The din is that a Shchimira, God forbid, someone who's on his death bed, he's not a Goses. Goses, we already learned, someone's imminently about to die. Different shittos and Rishonim, how to define what a Goses is. We mentioned that the Ran in the sixth Pirik of Gittin quotes Ravini Yoel, that the person is imminently about to die, but he's lost the ability to speak. Okay? And therefore it says in Shulchan Aruch that a doctor and a nurse have to be very careful not to touch a geisus because it could hasten their death. And that's a very, very big problem because it could be gram ritzicha or even ritzicha itself. So the Shchimira is a little bit before that. That Rabbeinu Yoel, parenthetically, goes well with the Targum Unklus. Are you familiar with the Targum Unklus on the Poskin Bereishis that says, V'yipach v'apach ruachayim? What does it say there? That Hashem blew breath in what? Shem blew breath in the nostrils of Adam. And what does the Targum Unklus say? Ruach ma'alasa. What does Ruach ma'alasa mean? Ruach ma'alasa means the koach what? Koach ha-dibor. Want to make sure it's off. Okay, good. The koach ha-dibor. It's a very important Targum Unklus. Okay? Koach ha-dibor. Ruach ma'alolo. That's what he writes in Parshas Bereishis. So you see that fits very, very, very well. That the definition of a human being is the koach adibor, because it says v'yipach ba'apav ruachayim, Shem blew breath into man. What does that mean? So Targum Unklus defined it as being the ability to speak. So that fits very well with this Rabbeinu Yoel. If you define a geisus, that someone who's imminently about to die but has lost his ability to speak. Okay, so we're not dealing with that. That's a geisus. We're dealing with the step before that called the shchimira. And a Shchimira also is a very bad situation. And because of that, the Chachamim made a takana. We all know that in general, we've mentioned many times, when you want to do a financial deal in Halacha, there are three elements that are needed. Das Machne, the willingness of the seller. Das Kona, the willingness of the buyer. And number three, you need what we call a Maisa Kinyan. That's for any type of Kinyan that you have in Halacha. Okay? You cannot have a Kinyan in Halacha without these three elements. But the Chachamim made a special dispensation for someone who's a Shchimira because he's very ill. And if he would want to do a business deal and he would require a kinyan and they would have to write a shtar as a raya, this might fluster him and upset him. And therefore might quicken and bring on his death, God forbid. So therefore the Chachamim, the Gemara is in Baba Basra, I think around Kuf Mem Zion, the Gemara in Baba Basra said different Shchimira are ksuvin, Uchemusrin Dama. Okay? Meaning that the words of the Shchimira can do the deal right away. The guy says he wants to give $100,000 to a guy, a matana, done. You don't need ksiva as a star to be a proof. You don't need a kinyan. the words alone do the deal. Because we don't want to fluster him. Let me give you the lashon. Kedei shelo tiprach daito. We don't want his das to get all flustered and actually bring on his death. So this was a takanas chachamim. Now you're going to ask the Rebbe, how does this work? So there's a famous overarching principle in Dini Mamonis that we mentioned in the beginning of the year when we learned Prusbul. What was that overarching principle in Dini Mamonis that allows the chachamim to have governing rights? What's that famous principle? The Gemara has in Lamed Vav Mez Yitzi. Excellent. Hefker Beskin Hefker. The Gemara has two makoros for it. Abaye the Rava. Actually, I don't know if it's Abaye the Rava. Forgot the Amoraim, but the one's a Pesuk in Yoshua, one's a Pesuk in Ezra. Hefker Beskin Hefker. So that is no problem at all. This is an outgrowth of that din. Beskin Hefker. How can they do that? They can make up their own rules and regulations. Yes, they can. They have the ability to do that in Dinim Amunis, and that's exactly what they're doing regarding the Din of Divrei Shechivim Rak Keksuv and Chumusar and Dama. Okay? So, Michael, you read very nicely. What do you see? You see that there's a split. What's the split? That the Shechivim Rak Baruch Hashem got better, and if he got better, he freed his Evik Naini. Does the freedom of Evik Naini and the liberty remain? Yes. Because the Gemara has this peculiar phrase, Shahari Yatzalov Shem Ben Chorin. There's a Shem Ben Chorin that has gone out. And once that Shem Ben Chorin has gone out in the street, in the public, done deal. He must remain free, despite the fact, Mark, that he only freed him probably on condition he thought he was going to die. Now he got better. But his liberty, his freedom remains. Regarding the property, though, it's the din. The property goes back. Correct, Michael? The property goes back. Therefore, that's the Gemara's Kasha. What do you see from there? That's called Palginin what? That's called Palginin Diburu. Stira Mineu Bey in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Paskin a minute ago, like Rav Meir Lo Palginin Diburu, here he Paskins Palginin Diburu. Stira Mineu Bey in Rav Nachman. Okay. Now, I want to mention, before we get into the Tosfos, we had mentioned that this din is quite peculiar. Why is this din quite peculiar, straight up this din? Because when does a matnas shchivara normally kick in? Only after the guy dies. The split second the guy dies. If that's the case, then why on earth would the what? Would the Eved Kenani go free? There's a famous din of what? And get lachar misa. A husband can't divorce his woman if he's dead. How can an adon mishachar Eved Kenani if he's dead? It's a very good kasha. So the answer for that is the Hesber is I want you to get this, is that since Lamaisa, it's known that it's usher to be motzi a kol on an Evi Knaini to call him a Ben Chorin. You follow me? You can't call an Evi Knaini a Ben Chorin. Why can't you? Because there's an Isser. Remember we wrote the Isser essay on the board? Li'olam Bahem Tavodu. You're not allowed to free an Evi Knaini unless there's a purpose of a mitzvah. Li'olam Bahem Tavodu. It's a pusik. You must always keep your Evi Knaini in a state of servitude. However, Lamaisa, for certain exceptions, mutter, a mitzvah for a minion. So if you own an Evi Knaini, how dare a person put a rumor on that man that he's a Ben Chorin? You'd be over this isser of Leolam Mem Tavod. You're supposed to keep him under servitude. So it must be for some reason, the reason being he thought he was going to die. Right? Meses Chavshim and a mitzvah, the Gemara writes the end of needed. Right? Last time we checked, the Meses Chavshim and a mitzvah. Right, that's one of the reasons Rishonim argue. You know, you could put kilayim, you could cut off the maces. The difference of machlokes mechaber ama, you could cut off the maces sitzio, and he'll have a four corner garment out of sitzio, and then he'll be buried with them. Right? Aye. How could that be? Because he's mace. Right? And then there's other. It's a big machlokes in the poskim mechaber ama. Then there's an issue we all know from the Gemara Brach. It's called what? Loig l'rush. What's loig l'rush? And not a lot of makah mace. You're not allowed to wear your sitzios out in a Besach forest within Dalet Amos of the Kever. It's like you're mocking him that he can't do a mitzvah. So you see a little bit of a conflict. There were choshish that what? That we have to be makvin and mechabin the mace. But nonetheless, what we want to bring out here is that what? That it's usher to be motzi a kol on an Evi Knaini that is free. Because you'd be over this issue of Lomem Mem Tavodu. So it must be, and let's get this down, he was gomer v'yoyim mechayim. He gave it Michayim because he knew it's a little bit circular, not completely. So I want you to get it. Because he knows that it's usher to be motzi a kol about his Evi Knaini that he's free, so he's going to free him completely. You hear what I'm saying? I want you to get that down. It's very critical, okay? Because he knows that it's usher to be motzi kol on an eved kenani that he's free, he's going to be gomer v'yoyiv michayim, that I want to free him completely. No games, when he's alive. Regardless of whether he gets better or not. Even if he'll get better, he'll remain free. Okay? I can't hear you. What? That's what it means. Shame ben Chorin, that he mamish frees him. He's gomer v'yoyiv. Now, Reb David Parvarsky points out as follows. Okay, I want you to get this. Okay, we're going to get this involved in Tosos. Was this a Takanas Chachamim? Let's get this down. Was this a Takanas Chachamim that the guy goes free? The Eved Kenani? This din that Michael just read, is that a Takanas Chachamim or is this a din D'oraisa? That's what we always say, the first question you must analyze in any when you analyze any din. Is it a din D'oraisa or din D'rabbanan? Is this din that the Eved Kenani goes free, is that the Oraisa or is that a Takanas Chachamim? What do you think? We're going to go through in the Tosis. But the Poshup Shad is that it's a Takanas Chachamim, the Eved goes free. Now, why is that difficult if you assume it's a Takanas Chachamim? I'll tell you why it's difficult on two fronts. Number one is, what's the famous principle that the Rabbanan have governing rights in Kedushin? That they could blow up a Kedushin. What's that famous principle? Afkinu, the Rabbanan Kedushin. The Gemara has 5-6 places in Shas. Gemara has in Gittin and Lama Dalet, Kol HaMakadosh, Adaita D'Rabbanan K'Makadosh, V'Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Menei. When the Chassan's Makadosh is Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. If the Rabbanan want to blow up the Kedushin, they have that strength. Now, we limit it to many cases, the Rashba says. We limit it only to 6 cases. We're very, very, if you look, it's scattered in different Rishonim, the notion of Afkinu, that they, Rishonim, use the concept of Afkinu. That the Rabbanan have the overarching principle governing rights in Dinei Mamonos and in Kedushin. We don't find such a thing by Get Shichra. Is there such a concept called Megaris Adaita the Rabbanan Kamagarish? Is there such a concept? Yes, the Ramban has. I want you to get this in the Kedushim and Dafkof. And the Ramban writes, Kol HaMagarish. The Gemara never says it, but the Ramban has it. Kol HaMagarish Adaita Derabanan Kamagarish. It's an amazing Kiddush. Very, very big Kiddush. And it could be that this is might be Talui. We learned in the first semester, if you remember, Machloikis, we said, between Rashi and Tosis. We actually just mentioned it briefly. Remember we said, according to Reb Meir, if you're Mishanim, Imatbeah, Shetobu, Chachamim, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Did we say, is that Mamzer D'oraisa D'rabbanan? We said it's a Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosis, and Git Nayin, Testament Beis. We have to mention, let's get that. How on earth could that be a Mamzer D'oraisa? The funny necklace is a Takanas Chachamim. So maybe if you import the Ramban's theory of Kol HaMagarish Adaita D'Rabbanan K'Magarish, then if you breach a Takanas Chachamim, then it could have impact on a level D'Oraisa, and the whole thing could go up in smoke. And therefore it's possible to say the guy would be a Mamzer Min HaTorah. And the Pnei Yehoshua has a long arichas there on Daf Ayin Tes, but if you simply say like the Ramban, you could hear such a thing. You don't say before a Nechel, isn't that a Takanas Chachamim? So how could that cause the get to be Pasul Min HaTorah and make the kid to be a Vlad Mamzer? Because also, when the Gerushin is given, it says Kedas Moshe Yisrael, and if it's Kedas Moshe Yisrael, you don't do it properly, the whole thing would implode. So we have it by Mamonus Hefker based in Hefker. We have it by Kedushin. Kol Makaris Adaita Mamzer Kamagarish. We've dug up a Ramban on Daf Chof in the Kedushin that says Kol Makaris Adaita Mamzer Kamagarish. But you never ever find it by Eved Kenani that the Chachamim make a Takan and say the guy's free. We never find such a thing. So that's one kasha that's difficult in this Gemara, I want you to get. Poshup Shat, this is a Takanas Chacham. It's a Takanas Chacham? Shkoyach. So how did the Chacham say, oh, the guy's free? What do you mean? There's no such thing. What, they can create Ishmael? The guy goes free? By Mominus we have Efker, Biz, and Efker. By Kedushin we have Kol HaMakadosh, Adad, Ramana, Kol HaMakadosh, Afkin, Ramana, Kedushin, Minei. We have Kol HaMakadosh, Adad, and we dug up the Ramana. You never have such a concept by Eved Kenani. So if this din is a din, the Ramana, Mehechet Tesi, the guy goes free. Very bizarre. That's number one kasha. Number two kasha is as follows. If it is true that it is a Takanas Chachamim, let's get this. If it is true that it is a Takanas Chachamim, then what on earth does this have to do with the topic at hand? What's the topic at hand in the Gemara? Yossi? What's the topic at hand in the Gemara? No, but the topic at hand is a stira between what? What topic? But what's the topic? No, between Rav Nachman, Pasuk like Rav Meir. What topic? Pagin and Devura. Does this have anything to do with Pagin and Devura? No, it's a Takanas Chachamim. What on earth does it have to do with Pagin and Devura? Those are the two kashas we're asking now. What on earth is the pshat? Number one is, if you want to say it's a Takanas Chachamim, which choice is going to say? The Chachamim have the power to say a guy's free? Number one. And number two, Mehecha Tesi, that you could say that this has anything to do with the sugya. The topic at hand was Pagin and Devura. This is a Takanas Chachamim, special din. What does it have to do with anything? The whole kasha shouldn't have gotten off the ground. Ask a steering Rav Meir. Steering Rav Nachman. What's steering Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman would say this is special din, Takanas Chachamim. We have to understand the kasha of the Gemara. Oh. So, I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav David Pavarsky. He said, beautiful, beautiful chishter, great Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal Panovich. He says like this. He says, I want you to know, on a level d'oraisa, the guy is free. On a level d'oraisa, the man is free, they have a k'nayni. There's no doubt. And the pshat is that I want you to know the have a k'nayni goes free. Mina Torah. There's a din of pagin and dibur. However, the Rabbanan came in and said, you know what? We're going to make a stopgap. What's the stopgap? That the shtar only works regarding what? The shtar only works regarding the shichur. It doesn't work regarding the property. This man got better. He did not die. He got better, and therefore we're going to say, you know what? The property goes back to him. But in a chanami, the freedom is good. So what that does is a beautiful pshat. I mean, that Torah, the whole thing should work. Meaning the shikra should work even midiraisa, and it does work midiraisa. It does work. Midrabanan, they said, we're going to stop the scope of the shtar, and we're going to limit it to it working only regarding ischeiris, but it won't work regarding the property. And what that does is that it explains very good that Mina Torah it works. And it also, Lamaisa, works very, very well regarding the topic now of Pagin and Dibura too, as well. Because if it wasn't for Pagin and Dibura, the Chachamim never would have said what they said. And what is it that they said? They said he goes free, but the property goes back. If there was no model that at a D'oraisa level mark, we split things, the Chachamim never would have said what they had, what they said. And that's the famous din, I think we mentioned a few weeks ago, or maybe a few months ago, what's that famous din we mentioned? Kol de Tikkun. We actually mentioned when we talked about Hanukkah last semester. The Gemara has in Gittin also, in Erev Daf Lamed and Gittin Daf Samach Daled, what's the famous din? Kol de Tikkun Rabbanan. And the Rav would spend, Rosh Hashanah with us, many, many hours to explain what a certain din to Rabbanah was based on. We happen to explain what Hanukkah was to Rabbanah, what it was based on. Remember what we said? What din to Yerisa was Halakas Neir is based on?
Menorah.
The menorah and the mikdash. Excellent. Right, we had that in the Parsha yesterday. Kol Tikkun Rabbanah Kain, the Yerisa Tikkun. The Rabbanah always modeled themselves after some Yerisa. Like, for example, the Rav said, Shinui Makom, Sarek Lavarch. You take a soda, a drink in here, you need to say shahakol, of course. You go outside, you need to say a new shahakol. Shinui makom sarach lavarach. Where did Chum get this concept of when you go to a different place, you have to say a bracha? So he wanted to say, the Rav, shinui makom by korban pesach. You're not allowed to eat the korban pesach, the meat, in one place and go to another place. Granted, it wasn't talking about bracha there, but on the Yeraisa level, you see the construct of shinui makom. So that served as a model of shinui makom sarach lavarach regarding Birkas Nemin. You follow me? He would explain many hours he'd spend to try to find what on earth did the Rabbanan have in mind that the Yeraisa would be a model for their Takanas Chachamim. So Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Yeraisa Tikkun. So that's exactly the case here. We can embellish what Rav David Pavarsky is saying. The Chachamim never would have said, let the guy go free, but you get your property back, which is essence of split, unless there was a model on a level of the Yeraisa called what? Palgin and what? Palgin and Dibur. That served as a model, and therefore they made the split. And that's why I say it's a stopgap. They stopgap what the koyach of the shtar would work on a level of the Yeraisa. That's the bira dover in the Gemara. Okay? Everyone got it? That's the pshat in the Gemara. And we solve both kashas. Because really, the Yeraisa is free. There is no concept of kol mishachrer. Adaita derabana kamishachrer. You won't find that anywhere. I never saw that anywhere. We have it by mominus, hefkebiz and hefker. We have it by kedushin, kol makaris, adaita derabana kamakarish. We dug up this Ramban and Dafchof in Gittin. That says Kol Magarish Adaita, and the truth is, on again, it does say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Kedushin, of course, the Chassan says before he gives the ring over, says Hari Ami Kedeshli Bitabat Zu Kedas Moshe Yisrael. But it also says in the get also Kedas Moshe as well, Yisrael. Okay, very well. Let's go now, Michael, to the Tisus. Let's go. Okay? Biter. Let's see inside the Tisus. Okay? Go ahead. Oh, so what's a simple reading of the Tosas Kasha? Why on earth does he go free? And going free, we know that what that entails. What does that entail when you go free? What do we always say you need? We always try to get it. What do we always say when you go free? You need to do what? He has to go to mikvah a second time, remember? Does that deraisa according to Rambam? Yes. And what's the other sheet in the Mikiyosa says Tefillah Shni is only the Rabbanan? According to Rambam, he's only half Jew, so for sure he's got to go to mikvah a second time, even after he gets a get shikra. But he becomes mutter b'bas chayrin. But he says, I don't understand. I'm not in the screaming run. It should only work achramisa and get lachramisa. Okay, you notice in the brackets, we have a rule, we all know. I've mentioned this a few times. We read, in the parentheses, you don't read, right? Okay, that's what we always usually assume. But once in a while, we need to be masber whether this should be in there or not, okay? Once in a while, we need to be masber whether that phrase, omutub ben charim, should be in there or should it not be in there. It's very, very interesting, okay? Who adds these words in the brackets? You see on the side, and on my side, it says Rashal. I didn't know about yours. Who's the Rashal? The Marshal. Chokhmah Shlomo adds these words that your mutter what? Your mutter ben chayrin. Okay? The Marshal, who lived after the Marshal, right? The Marshal lived. When did the Marshal live? Marshal lived when? The 1600s? I think so. The Marshal lived in the 1500s. So Marshal lived a little bit afterwards. So the Marshal, I want you to get this, is bothered by, the Marshal is bothered by, in other words, the Marshal explains, what was the Marshal bothered by that he had to add these words? What was he bothered by, the Marshal, that the Marshal says, what was the Marshal bothered by he had to add these words? What do you say? You know what he says? Because what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? He goes free. Why does the man go free? What was the phraseology in the Gemara Chaim? Kevin Shiyatza Lov? Shame, ben chorin, right? Meaning to say the Rabbanan were masakin, at least the way he's understanding it. The Rabbanan were masakin, the guy goes free. Even though be'emis, the guy should not go free. Even though be'emis, the guy should not go free, because ain't get lachramisa. Therefore, the Marshal is asking, the Marshal says in Tosis, how is he mutter b'bas chorin? Rabbanan shaloyim. In Eved Kenani, he's never mutter with a bas chorin, a regular Jewish woman. It's an isser for that Jewish woman to marry an Eved Kenani. So the Marshal says, that's what Tosfos is asking. Since the whole din is a takanas chachamim that the Eved Kenani goes free, how on earth can the Rabbanan declare he goes free and mutter to Abbas Chayrin? So you see, he wasn't learning like we're saying. I was so bothered by this since last week, Lomaisa. And Baruch Hashem, we saw Reb Deborah Bar Shmuel. I mean, the Rabbanan, how can the Rabbanan declare the guy's free? That's in essence where the Marshal is learning up with Tosfos Kash is. He understood that the Gemara was saying the Rabbanan masakin, the guy goes free. Oh, shkoyach, the Rabbanan can masakin that from today until tomorrow regarding the mominus. But how can they make this Eved Kenani mutter b'bas charin? That's what he was asking. So according to us, the way we learn up the Gemara, according to Rav Dovra Parvarsky, Kasha really doesn't start. Because we are saying that Midiraisa really what? We're saying Midiraisa the shikhar was chal. So really, Tosfos Kasha would not start if you learned the Gemara the way we learned it, Lamaisa. Okay? But this is what the Marshal adds those words in. Now, I want you to mention the Marshal and the Maharam Shif. They say you don't have to add those words in Tosos. And you know what they say the Tosos Kasha was? Since Ein Get Lachermisa, therefore he's not free. So how did the Gemara say that he has a Yotz Hashem Ben Chorin? Lo Yotz Hashem Ben Chorin. Even if he's a Shchimira, even if the Shchimira dies, he shouldn't go free. How does the Gemara get out of their mouth the phraseology of Yotza love Shem ben Chorin? The bottom line is, ain't get lachar misa. It's never chal, as we said in the beginning of Shir. Divrei Shimra, the kinyan is chal lachar misa. So you don't have to add those words in, say the Marshal and the Maram Shif. Tais was just asking in general, Lamaisa. Ain't get lachar misa. How does the Gemara say Yotza love Shem ben Chorin? Tais was asking B'davka on that phrase. So those are two ways to learn up the Kasha, okay? Those are two ways to learn up the Kasha. But the truth of the matter is, the way we learn up the Gemara, according to the Dabar Barasker, the Kasha really doesn't start. Because Midiraisa, he mamish gave it. Okay, but nonetheless, Tosfos did not ask the Kasha like that. And the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Oizer, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Gimel, Os Aleph, and also Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, and Os Kuf Lamed Gimel, they're Masber the Marshal, that the Marshal was bothered by this Kasha. This is a little bit different. that on the mominous aspect of the Eved, Shchimira works, like any Matana. It's a Takanas Chacham that works like Hermisa. But they were bothered by, is how could you have the Kinyan Isser? Kinyan Isser Lamaisa should be a problem, because Lamaisa leaning the Kinyan Isser, he's not free. And that's Ein Get Lachar Misa. Okay, it's a little, it's just a little bit of a different formulation that he was, that Tosfos was asking, how's he able to go free? The Kinyan Mamon, I understand, that would kick in Lamaisa. But the Kinyan Isser, how does that kick in Lamaisa? How does that kick in the Kinyan Isser? How would you be Mutter the Ben Chara on the Tzad Mamon of the Eved? Shechem Yira would work like any matanis. Takanis Chomim, that it should be Koin Achar Misa. But how does it work, the Kinyan Isser? Okay, very good, Lamaisa. We should also point out that this Tosfos contradicts another Tosfos. Okay? The whole premise of Tosfos Kasha contradicts another Tosfos. What other Tosfos? There's a Tosfos later on in Gittin on Daf Yudalid. Let's get it. On Daf Yudalid that writes a following, Yudalid and Beis, that a matna shchimra is koina l'achar misa l'mafreya. L'mafreya mizman hanesina. There's a Tosfos Daf Yudalid says l'mafreya mizman hanesina. So then the whole Kasha wouldn't work, right? We don't say kinyan lachar misa. Once he dies, he kicks in l'mafreya. While he was alive, he was being makna. So once you say like that, l'maisa, then therefore it would be a get michayim. It would be a get michayim, and there would be no problem. And Tosfos' answer, Tosfos' kasha would be answered right off the outset. So we're pointing out, l'maisa, that this Tosfos is a very, very interesting kasha, because it's assuming a few assumptions and premises. It's assuming that it's a takanas lachamim, that he's going free. According to the way we learn, it doesn't, the kasha doesn't start. And because it was a Takanas Chomim, he's saying, how on earth is she mutter with a Bas Chayrin? How is she mutter with a Bas Chayrin? That's number one. And number two, the way they're learning it, Lamais, is how does the Gemara say, Yotza Lav Shema and Chorin? So according to us, we're saying it was Diraisa, it was from the very outset. And number three, we're pointing out that this Taisus Kash is against the Taisus later on, that says that Divrei Shchimira kicks in, the Kinyan Shchimira kicks in, once the guy dies, L'mafreim is Manasina, not like Taisus saying, of Ein Get, Lachar Misa. So therefore, Lamaisa, it wouldn't start the Kasha, Lamaisa, because it would work Mizman Hanasina. Okay. So this is Tosfos Kasha, very strong Kasha. But I want you to get, Lamaisa, when we understand the Kasha, we have assumptions, they're premises. And you can break those premises, you can answer the Kasha. Okay, Mike, let's see the Teretz. Go ahead. Period. So what's Kasav Lamayom mean? What does Me'ayom connote always? Excellent, Yossi, L'mafreya. Means L'mafreya. He wanted it to be Chal right now, okay? And therefore, L'maisa, you understand why it says Yatzalav Shem Ben Chorin. Why? What does Yatzalav Shem Ben Chorin mean? Because you're freeing him today. So even if the guy gets better, the Shchimira, I want you to know he's free now, and you can't be Chozerbo regarding that, okay? Now, it's interesting. When you write Mehayom, let's get this down. Is Mehayom working regarding the freedom and also the property or not? What would you say? I would say a push-up shot, no? Well, you're only going to write Mehayom regarding the freedom? No? I would say it's probably working about both. No?
Tosfos
Rosh says only one. Well, Tosfos Rosh says he only wrote Mehayom regarding what?
Only regarding that.
Only regarding the Shichur. Okay.
Yeah, not
regarding the property. Okay. I'm saying the push-up shot in Tosfos is it applies to everything. No? Tosfos Rosh writes that explicitly?
Yeah.
Very good, guys. Excellent. But Lamaisa, why is that difficult, Lamaisa? Why is that difficult? What would you say? Why do you think that's difficult? What does it have to do with Pagin and Dibur again? I mean, the guy wrote Mahayom. Right? The guy wrote Mahayom. So you want to tell you like the Tosfos Rosh, like Yossi says? He said Mahayom, Legab. Okay, let's assume that he said it. But let's say he said Mahayom, Legab, the Shichur. He didn't say it, Mayom Legab of the property. Who cares? That has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibura. What does that have to do with Pagin and Dibura? It all depends whether you wrote the word Mayom in there or not. So what's the pshat behind that? It seems difficult. And the truth is, Lomaisa, I want you to get this. Very interesting. I think the push pshat is Mayom is on everything. So what emerges from Tosfos, let's get it down, that even when you say Mayom, if he gets better, Tosfos holds a few Mayom. Even if you say Mehayom, even if the guy gets better, Im Amad, Chozer bin Achasim. Im Amad, Chozer bin Achasim. You hear that? That means even if you wrote Mehayom that should kick in today for regarding the property, since the guy got better, The din is that what? It goes back, which is a phenomenal chiddush. Yeah, read the lashon, Yossi. Go ahead. Okay, so it's not clear what he's saying. I think he's saying like Tysus, that despite the fact he said mayom regarding both, he's saying regarding the property. I think Tysus is not.
Says nechassim is chozer though.
I understand, but he didn't say that he wrote the kloas mehayom only specifically for the cheres.
Right.
Seems like Tysus, okay? So I think the nobody wrote mayom, but he didn't say he wrote a mayom just for cheres. So what I want to bring out is that the Tysus is tremendous chiddush. Even if you say mehayom, im amar chozer nechassim. How are we paskin on that, Shiloh? We paskin that's wrong. The Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch paskins the Choshen Mishpud in Simon Reish Nun Siftes that if a guy sells all his property me'achshah from today, he's not able to be chozerbo. Even if he got better, shchiv mirash kosef kol nechosef, and he got better. If he says me'ayom, done deal, finished. Amazing thing. And Rabbi Kiveger asks, he doesn't understand why the Tosfos Lamaisa, why Mechaber doesn't quote the Sheet of Tosfos and the Muki Yosef that you could be chozerbo. And the Ritva says the same thing. So you have Tosfos, the Ritva, and the Muki Yosef. This is a very big chiddush. This Tosfos, our Tosfos, a big chiddush. I mean, if you wrote me'ayom, mechatesi that the chasim should go back. Kicks in, finished, done. Me'ayom's done. It doesn't make a difference. You see, Lomaisa, that the din is not that. At least Tosfos held not that way. Tosfos says even if you write me'ayom, im amad yochel lachsum in the chasim. Lagabi they have a knani, though he goes free. Okay. That's an answer, Lomaisa. It's a big answer, Lomaisa. I guess what you'll have to say is that Tysus Lomaisa will have to say that Cheres is special. Cheres is special. The guy had a shame ben Choron, therefore we have to leave him. He's free, finished. The Nechasim, though, Shoshim Mishpu, we could say Hefker is an Hefker. I don't care whether he wrote Me'ayom. The Mechaber says, no, somehow it's a package deal. If you said Me'ayom Lagabi the Cheres, it's Me'ayom Lagabi the Nechasim as well. You cannot what split them. It's a package deal, okay? All right, go ahead, Michael. Vaitim. Inami, second terrace. What's the second terrace? That even if his das was what? Since his das was to free the guy, then he wants to what? He wants to do it at a time when he can free him, when he's alive. That's his intention. That's his stoma daito, right? So what's the stoma daito mean? What do you think it's talking about, Lamaisa? Is it dafka legabi the evid, or is it or is it just because Lamaisa or ef shor lechalik ashtar, and also the nechassim would be chal me'ayom? You hear what I'm saying? In other words, what's the teretz of Tosfos? What's Tosfos saying in the teretz? The diet of the guys m'shachar the evid me'ayom, is that just dafka on the evid, or would it also be on what? Be on the nechassim? What would you say? You hear what I'm saying? What does it mean that his das is stomel the shachar, daita shik, the mishashi, ru'yu the shachar, tanu mechayim? He wants to get the guy free. So if he wants to get the guy free, lamaisa, so he's going to get the guy free when he's alive. Is that referring to the property too as well? What do you say about that? What'd you say? It can't be referring to property because it said what? It says that the property does not go back, and the property goes back. The property goes back. Okay, how could it be lemaisa on the property? Why would the nechassim michal me'ayom? It's impossible to say that, no? Nechassim are not talking. How could the nechassim michal me'ayom lemaisa? That's the shaila. What I want to bring out is the following. If the guy dies, I'm asking you the following question. When does the guy go free? If the master dies, when does the evid go free? According to Tosfos, he goes free from the day he gave him the get shichur, because he wanted to free him when he could, when he's alive. Let me ask you the following question. If the guy dies though, Josh, the property will go over to whoever he wanted the property to go to, because he was a shchimera. But when will the property go over? That's what I'm asking you. You follow me? No doubt is, Josh, that if the guy gets better, the property goes back to the adam, right? But what I'm asking is, if the guy dies, the evid kinyan goes free no matter what, if the guy stays alive or gets better or dies. But I'm asking, let's say what will be the din if the guy's dead. The guy actually is dead. When will the property kick in that it went to the recipient? From the day he dies or from the day that he gave it? Just like the evid kinyan went out the day that he went alive. You follow me? That's the shaila I'm asking. This is machlekes amongst the Rosh Yeshivas in Ponovich. between Reb Dovah Pavarsky Zatzal and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky said, no, only the Eved Kanani goes free when the guy is alive, when the guy's the day that he gave it to. The property only kicks in when he's dead. Reb Dovah Pavarsky says, no, that if the guy dies, they both kick in when he's what? Well, from the day that he gave it. So I want you to get that. You follow me? As Josh made a great point. Obviously, if the guy stays alive, the Gemara said the din is. The guy got better, the property goes back to the original guy. Question is, if the guy dies, what's the din? You follow me? Will the property kick in only 3 weeks later when he dies? Or did it kick in the day that he gave it, like the Shtar Shichur? So Reb Dovah Pavarsky says, yes, it's a package deal. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, no, only the Eved Shichur goes free today. The property kick in when he's dead. That's what Shmuel Rozovsky says. When the guy's dead, that's when the property kicks in. No, Reb Dovah Pavarsky says it's a package deal. Just like the Eved Kanani went today, so too who else? So too the property as well. Interesting machlokes. Okay. However, the Rishash has a kasha here. Rishash has a kasha from a Gemara Baba Basra. What's the kasha from the Gemara Baba Basra? The kasha is as follows. There is a din. If a man says, Ha'omer nichsi l'ruven. Guy says he's giving his property to Mr. X. And then he says, I want you to know, once Mr. X dies, I want you to give the property to Mr. Y. Okay? Lo and behold, what does Mr. X do? He gives the property to Mr. Z. B'matone. Right? So what's the din in such a case? Does Levi get the property or not? What do you say? Get nachamo. There was a man who gave his property to Mr. X. Right? Gave his property to Mr. X. And then he said, when Mr. X dies, I want the property to go to Mr. Y. While Mr. X had it, right, he gave it to Mr. Z. Right? The original guy gave him a matana to Reuven. Gave him a matana to Mr. X. Gave him a matana. And then he says, I want you to know the matana that he's giving to what? To Mr. X. When Mr. X dies, that property goes to Mr. Y. Well, the matana that was given to Mr. X, what does Mr. X do? He goes in and gives it to Mr. Z. So let me ask you, when Mr. X dies, what happens? Does Mr. Z keep the property? Or do you have to go back and listen to the will of what? The original giver. And it goes to Mr. Y. What do you say? Mr. Z doesn't get it. You have to listen to the will of the original guy and it goes to Mr. Y. So Ha'omer, let's get the din. Ha'omer Nechasav L'Ruvein. Ha'omer Nechasav L'Ruvein. Right? Va'acharav. He wants the property to go to Shimon. When in the event that Reuven dies, he wants to go to Shimon. Lo Kana Levi. I didn't write in the middle, but it's right down in your notes. That while Reuven had it, he gave it over to Levi, and then Reuven dies. As soon as Reuven dies, Lamaise goes to Shimon. Levi cannot keep it. That's a Gemara Beferish, a Gemara Baba Basra. Ask the Rishash, we have a problem here. Why? Because we see that Amat Neshkimi Raz, Kona Lachar Misa, and therefore what? Therefore, what's Halacha? It's very, very interesting. What's Halacha? What do you say? Reuven gave it as a mat neshchiv mirah to what? Levi. Levi doesn't get it because a mat neshchiv mirah is kona lachar misa. When does a shchiv mirah's kinyan kick in? When does it kick in? Only after the guy dies. But who got it before? At that split moment? Who got it? Shimon got it. So Levi can't keep it. The kinyan of shchiv mirah only kicks in lachar misa, but it's too late. Right, Reuven gave it as a mat neshchimirah to who? Reuven gave it as a mat neshchimirah to Levi, but it only kicks in after Reuven dies. That who already got it beforehand? Shimon got it beforehand. So therefore, we don't give it to Levi; we give it to Shimon. That's this din. So what's the kasha? Reuven wanted Levi to be koneh. Why don't you say he was makneh to a mehayom? Why don't you say he was makneh to a mehayom? What does mehayom mean? From this day, lemafreya. So therefore, that's what the Rishash asks. Once Taisus says that, well, you did it mehayom. So if you did it mehayom, you can understand Taisus kasha that if it's mehayom lemaisa, then why doesn't Levi get the property? That's his kasha. So the answer is as follows, lemaisa. The Achiezer is mazbir. Mat neshchimira needs a kinyan. A mat neshchimira mechayim to work mehayom, he needs a kinyan. And in Baba Basra, there was no kinyan. That's why Levi doesn't get the property. You need a kinyan. In our Gemara, is there a kinyan? Yes, there's a shtar. The shtar serves as the kinyan. And that is why what mehayom works. Okay? That's why Ma'ayom works. That's the answer, Lomaisa. The Machan Ephraim quotes a Mara Sasson, who's cholik on the Nemukah Yosef. But this is the answer, Lomaisa, of the Nemukah Yosef, and Tysus, and blah, 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 and Tysus would hold the same answer. So you can't ask me a kasha and say, what? Since Reuven wanted Levi to be Konit, he was mocked in from today, and therefore Levi should keep it, and Shimon shouldn't get it. The answer is Mehayom only works if what? Mehayom only works as a kinyan mechaim if there was a kinyan. There's no kinyan here. In our sugya, there's a kinyan star. Over there in Baba Basra, there was no kinyan. That's the answer, Lomaisa, that we could give. Plus the fact, the Achiezer writes, Davka by an Evid, that if there's a matana, there will be chal after misa. Anyway, what happens when an Evid Kenani's master dies? He goes free. No one owns him anymore. No one's anymore. It's Yatzel Lov Shem Choron. So therefore we say, Gomer Omak Nemichayim. He's Gomer Omak Nemichayim. He has a Gemiris Das. He's Gomer Omak Nemichayim. Plus the fact you can't compare this case to the case of the Baba Basra. The Odo knows when he dies that he doesn't have any financial auspices over him. So obviously, Lomai, since he knows he's going to be free anyway, he'll free him now while he's alive. There's more reason to say that he's going to what? Free him now. You follow what I'm saying? There's more reason to say he's going to free him now while he's alive. Because he knows he's not going to have any kidney moment over. So don't ask me from the case of Baba Basra. Here there's more of a reason by Evan to say he's Mechaim. Because he's going to go free anyway. Okay. Viter now. So Michael, you know why? I think that's why Tosis gave two answers. What was Tosis' first answer? Mayom. I think that was the Shiloh. And what was Tosis? Why do you think Tosis comes on to a second answer? Why didn't he like Mayom? You know why he didn't like Mayom? Because the bottom line is that what? That according to Tosis, even if you say Mayom, he gets the property back. That's very difficult. If you say Mehayom, why should he get the property back? Should be a package deal. No? Even if he gets up. If you're Gomer Omakna Mechayim, then why should you say it's only Legabi of Evid? It should work also Legabi the Nechasim as well. I think that's what caused Tosis to come on to a second Teretz and give this Teretz itself. Okay? The difficulty with this Teretz is that we're making an Umdana, that this is what the guy assumed that we wanted him to what? This is what we're assuming he wanted. You don't know Beferish for sure. Okay. Vaita now in Tosis. New kasha. Go ahead, Vim Tomar. since his das was that he thought he was going to die, so why doesn't the Evid go back? I mean, he thought he was going to die. The bottom line is, Tosis is still bothered by it. Tosis says, I don't understand it. The bottom line is, this whole was built based on the fact he was going to die. He didn't die. So let him get his property back and the Evid. Why doesn't he give his Evid Kenani back? Go ahead. Right, so what do you think Tosa is saying here? Is he saying what we said, that the whole Shichur is Tachanus Chachamim? You kind of get that impression, which I'm very bothered by that. We don't have the concept of Koma Shachra, Daite, the Rabbanon, Koma Shachra. He seems to be saying the whole thing is the Rabbanon. I'm trying to, maybe he can fit in the words and say, no, Media Raisa, the whole star should work. So the Chachamim say no. Chum say it doesn't work regarding... That's what I think you got to read it into Tosis. Otherwise, it's crazy. In other words, what you got to say is that B'dirai said the guy should go free, and he should also... The guy should get the property. He shouldn't get his property back. The Rabbanan said, no way. Hefker bis and Hefker. Let him get his property back. And then the Rabbanan said, no. Keep the strain there, and we'll only let him get his property back. We won't let him get his Evid back. So I'm saying it's from the Rabbanan perspective, how much they were going to do the stop gap. But we're starting from the point that B'Rice really should get everything. I think you got to say that. Otherwise, I don't understand this. It's impossible to say, Midin Takanus Chacham, they say the guy goes free and he can marry a Bas Chayrin. So I think that's the way you got to read it. Like Michael said very nicely, what's the whole thing, what the stopgap is? That we're only going to let him get his property back, but we're going to fall back on the B'Rice and that the guy goes free. Do you understand the way I'm saying it? That's the way you got to read the Tosis. Okay? So read that again, Michael, one more time. Yeshlomer, go ahead. Right, everyone's a good Yid. At least they have a Pintel Yid in them. They want to be Ben Torah. So they want to do exactly what the Chumash say. So Midiraisa, everything should go good. And Midirabanan Lamaisa, we have this stopgap. Okay? So that's what we're assuming, Lamaisa. That's what we're assuming. Okay, that's what he thinks he's assuming. Now Lamaisa, in this answer, he didn't write Mehayom. So we're kind of like assuming, Lamaisa, that it should work. Now, I want to just point out to you the following, Lamaisa, okay? I want to point out to you the following. What would you say according to Rashi and the Meiri, Lamaisa? Rashi and the Meiri seem to say the guy goes free completely. What does Rashi say in Dibra Masko Shaharei? You want to read that Rashi Shaharei, Michael? Shaharei Yatzalav Shem Cherus. What does that mean? Everyone got it? It's right next to the Mishnah. Rashi, Shaharei Yatzalav Shem Cherus. Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead. Yeah, you do the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Now this is a big chiddush. You know Reb Chaim Ozer is medayik from this Rashi and the Tosfos Rid as well. You know what he's medayik from? This is amazing chiddush. I want you to get this. You know what he says? He says that the bottom line is that you only released him regarding the mumminus. He's still an eved. He can no longer marry a bas chorin. He still cannot marry a bas chorin. I want you to get that. According to Rashi and the Tosfos Rid, when it says Shari Yatzal of Shem Ben Chorin, Rak Lagabi what? Rashi and Tosfos Rid say Rak Lagabi what? Rak Lagabi Mamon. It's amazing Chiddush, no? Yeah. Rak Lagabi Mamon is he a Ben Chorin. Can you imagine that? But he cannot marry a Bas Chorin. Meaning Tosfos whole Kasha, you know what Rashi and Tosfos Rid say? Yeah, you're right. I want you to know she's not Mutter. He's not Mutter to a Bas Chorin. He only gets his own bank account. It's like he only released, remember the sheet we had on Thursday? Mafgar Avdo, Tzarek Get Shikwer, Hefker can release the Kinyan Mamon, the Kinyan remains. That's what he wants to say here. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. He does not go free, Alan, according to Rashi and Tosfos Rid. Until he gives him a Star Shikwer, gives him another Star Shikwer.
At this point, he's trying to give him a Star Shikwer. What is Star Shikwer? Thank
you very much. Yeah, if he gives him another one, but not this one, right. This Star that he wrote is not good enough, which is a tremendous Chiddush. Tosfos assumed he goes free completely. Rashi in the Meiri has a lashon. Meiri says Kfar Kotshu Shemayim Balach Lal Mitzvahs. Mashma that the whole thing is D'oraisa. So I want you to get this. This is very fascinating. Okay, there are 2 points of machlokes here between Tosfos against Rashi and Tosfos Rid. Let's make sure we get it. Okay, what are the 2 points of machlokes? Number one is this whole din D'oraisa the Rabbanim. What do you say? According to Tosfos, Takanas Chachamim. Right. Let's get it. Let's get that clear. According to Tosfos, Takanas Chachamim. Right. Tosfos. It's a Takanas Chachamim. And according to Rashi and Tosfos Rid and the Meiri, what is it? Takanas Chachamim. What according to Rashi and the Tosfos Rid, let's write down Meiri too. It's a what? It's a Din D'oraisa. I'm going to write on top. D'oraisa. Interesting. Lefi Tosfos though, does the guy go free or not? What did Rashi, Meiri, and Tosfos say? Rak Legabe Mamon Ben Chorin. But D'oraisa, he's still Usher. According to Tosfos, he's a completely free man. Kafshi Shalem. Gamor, that's right. Kafshi Gamor. So it's interesting. Tosfos writes, well, let's start. Rashi, Meiri, and Tosfos Rid say they make a split, but it's a split on a D'oraisa level. For Yatzalav Shem Ben Chorin. Tosfos says the whole thing is a Takanas Chachamim, but he's a free man completely. He'd be Mutter to Bas Chorin. And you just got to add the Kenachin, that Tosfos doesn't mean that Midrabanan they declared him free. D'oraisa really was, he should have gotten freedom and he should have gotten the property. Midrabanan they made a stopgap. Otherwise, it'd be crazy. If he called Meshachar al-Daita Chachamim come Meshachar, we'd never find such a thing. Just got to add that Kenachin. You got to add that addition. When I see the Tosfos says Chacham say Chafshi Gomer regarding himself, but he doesn't get the property. But D'oraisa really what he should have gotten the property too as well. That's what it seems. Tosfos makes that stopgap, and he says what? And he says not that way. Okay, so Lamaisa, and he says he doesn't get the property. So that's the pshat that we want to suggest. Miu, let's just finish the Tosfos. Michael, go ahead. Umiu. Back to Tosfos. Go ahead, Miu. Wow, now what is he saying? No? Now what is he saying? What do you think he's saying now? This is amazing, don't you think? What is he saying now? That's this whole Tosfos now is really ignoring, isn't he? He's like arguing on the first answer, no? He says, even if you write Mayom explicitly, what does he say? He says, if you write Yom explicitly, you don't get anything. You don't get the property or he doesn't go free. It's amazing, no? This Tosfos says, Umiyu, if you write Mayom explicitly, what does Tosfos say? If you write Me'ayom explicitly, what does Taisa say? Ain't near a Sheol. It seems to him that it doesn't work. Doesn't make him free because he listed it explicitly. Me'ayom, if he dies. Now, am I right or am I wrong? What I just said, am I right or am I wrong? What's the difference? Here he said, Me'ayom im Yamus. The previous Terence of Tosos is what he just said, Me'ayom. It's a big difference. Tosos not retracting what he said in the first Terence. If he says, Me'ayom im Mace, and he doesn't die, then the whole thing goes up in smoke. Not only does he keep the property, he keeps the Evan. Before he didn't say, Me'ayom im Mace. Okay? So Tosos writes this befeirish. Very, very interesting din. Okay? All right, Lemaisa. Now, one sec, Lemaisa. So it comes out that the Pshat and Taisus that we're saying is that the Tekonis Chachamim is the Shchimiras should be Chal if he dies, and he doesn't want Lemaisa. He doesn't want that it should be Chal when he's dead, and it should be nullified when he's alive, but once there's a Yatzal of Shem and Chorin, he wants a Shichur to take place, B'chol Mikre, and therefore he goes free completely. That's what we said. It's a Din D'Oraisa. It's definitely a Din D'Oraisa. That's what I want to suggest. The Chiddush is regarding this din. Okay. Yes, Yossi, go ahead.
Also in Rashi, so we said that the mom will go free, but she can't marry a...
Bas Chorin, yeah. So, because what did Rashi say? Do you notice what he said? He said, Asali Shtabid Bo. That's the only thing. He's a free man regarding what his mom is. He's got his own bank account. But did Rashi say he can marry a Bas Chorin? No, he didn't.
Also,
yes.
In the Dibra Maskel, he's changing from Shame, from the Gemara said Ben Chorin.
Yes.
The Chorus. So he's saying that, he can't.
That's a good, I like that to you. Very good. I like that to you. I mean, Chayrus only regarding the financial matters.
He can't marry a bus.
Good. I like that to you. You know, as Rashi didn't have the Gersa Ben Chorin, which usually would connote a bas Chorin. Very good. Good. Very good deal. That fits very well. Okay, so that's the Chiddush that we want to suggest here with this Taisus, okay? Let's do the next Taisus now. I want to finish up the Sugya, okay? And then we got to go to Yoni Purim. Go ahead, Michael, okay? Please get this whole din. I think you have to say it like this, because as I said, I've never found anywhere called a Meshachra Daita Chacham. Can't just say, poof, you go free. The mistakes are very high. If you have a regular Jewish woman lives with an Eved Kenani, that's an Isser. She can't live with an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani can live with a Shivcha Kenainis. Okay, go ahead, Michael. You're doing a great job. Go ahead, Hassam. Just refresh our memory. We always do that when we do the Dibur Maskil. What did Gemara basically say in the Maskana? Reb Meir also might hold Pagini Dibur. There's just a new element called Lav Kruski too. Right? That new element called Lav Kruski too. Go ahead, Michael. Yeah, go ahead. Excellent. In other words, there's a whole discussion as to whether the status of Eved Kenani. Is an Eved Kenani like Karka or is he like Metalton? That's a whole discussion, okay? Is an Eved Kenani like Karka or is he like Metalton? A very fascinating discussion. And you know what the Mishnah says? We learned it. If you're Mishar, Karka, Kolshu, does the guy go free according to the Tanakhama, Reb Meir? Does he go free? No, he doesn't go free. You know what Rav Dimi adds on? Let's say he's Mishar an automobile. He's Mishar an automobile instead of a piece of Karka. He's Mishar a car. Well, you're more used to car Aaron, instead of automobile. Okay, all right. Fancy, it's a fancy lush. Okay, all right. Nunu. I'm trying to mechazik the Detroit, the car business. So I use automobile, okay? All right. Baruch Hashem. They should have a Yeshua, okay? These aren't funny, man. You got 2 million guys that could be out of work. It's a terrible zach, Lamaisa. Terrible zach. So Rav Dimi adds on, what happens if a guy leaves over a car, okay? Let's say a guy leaves over a car, and does the guy go free? We learned in the Mishnah, if a guy leaves over a parcel of land, he doesn't go free, right? Why? What did Rashi say? Midishoyer bekarka. Since he left over some karka, he left over what? He left over what? The Evid too. Let's say the guy leaves over a car. Why don't you say the same thing? Rav Dimi says you do say the same thing. He says, I'll give you everything, Mr. Evid, except for my car. So we say, since he left over the car, maybe he's also leaving over the Evid. And the guy doesn't go free. Oh. So what's the pshat, Lamaisa? So Rava, that's what Rav Dimi says. Please get it. Rav Dimi says like that. So Rava asks on him, Lamaisa, and Rav Nachman says, no problem. In the Lashem Bnei Adam, are Avonim like Karka or like Metalton? They're like Metalton. They move around. They're 90. So therefore, Lamaisa, Rav Nachman says, I want you to know the same din applies if he leaves over the car. Okay. Then Rav Ashi comes along and says like this. It's not true. I'll tell you why. That if you leave over your car, he doesn't go free. You know why? You know what Rav Ashi says? Lav Kruski Tehu. The second you're Mishar or something, we said, remember you see that word chutz? Everything goes up in smoke. So if you give over everything to your Evikneini, with the exception of your car, he doesn't go free, the Evikneini, for two reasons. Either because if he's Mishar in the car, we're also concerned he's Mishar in the Evid, because Elasham Ne Adam refer to Evid as being Metatlon, even though an Evid is Alpi Alakas Kikarka, but people also in the colloquial vernacular refer to the what? Refer to the Evid Kenani as Metatlon. So it could be that's one reason. And what's the other reason of the din? What's the second reasoning of the din? What's the second reasoning? Lav Kruski Tehu. The second you say chutz, he doesn't go free. The second he says chutz, he doesn't go free. Okay? So that's the sugi in Baba Basra. Okay? But what do you see from there, Michael? That what? That Ravashi himself holds lav kruskituhu. And he didn't say it, what? It's mukhach that Ravashi himself said lav kruskituhu. Not Rav Nachman. And what does our Gemara purport? What does our Gemara present? That Ravashi said in who? In Rav Nachman, the theory of lav kruskituhu. That's Tosis Kasha. We got it? In our sugya, Ravashi said within Rav Nachman, lav kruskitu, the touch Rav Nachman. And in Baba Basra, Rav Nachman had his own theory that an evident vernacular is considered to be like metopolin. And Ravashi had his own theory called lav kruskitu. So in Baba Basra, Ravashi didn't say within Rav Nachman, lav kruskitu. Here, and here he does. You follow me? Here he says it within Rav Nachman. Over there, Rav Nachman is independent and comes up with his own svara. Steer in Ravashi. That's Tyson's Kasha. So let's see the whole Tyson side. Go ahead. Hassam, start again. Yeah, go ahead, Hassam. Excellent. Excellent. And why is that? What did Rashbam say about Basra? Because either what? Rashi said because what? Midishar be what? Midishar be karka, nami mishar be evit. And what did the Rashbam say about Basra? Midishar be karka, evit, kanani's hookers like a kos. Maybe he meant when he said karka. He meant evit kanani. Remember the Rashbam in a different shot? Go ahead. Ukumra Allah. Excellent. Rav Dimi said the same thing. If you leave over a car, since he left over the car, maybe he also left over the evit. Go ahead. Umrle. My time, why do you say such a thing? Go ahead. And what did Rav Nachman himself say? Go ahead. Oh, so you see the Rav Nachman said in the vernacular and colloquially, people say an Evid Kenani is like Metatlin. So if you're Mishar in the car, maybe Mishar in the Evid as well. Or you could say maybe that's what he meant. You say it in one of two ways. But that's what Rav Nachman says. And what does Rav Asher say? I agree with you, Rav Nachman, for a different theory, though. I have a different theory. Go ahead. Mishani? Maslin in law. Go ahead. Go ahead. Excellent. Rav Nachman, who holds that Evdiz Kimetatulam, does not hold Lav Kruskitu. So we have a stira. Here we have an Argamar Rav Ashiri purporting in Rav Nachman Lav Kruskitu, and in Baba Basra, Rav Nachman himself is saying, no, Avda Kimetatulam Dami. That's the way people speak. That's a stira Mene Obey in Rav Ashi. Right? Does Rav Nachman hold the Lav Kruskitu or not? From Arsugi, he does. From Baba Basra, he doesn't. Stira, that's Tosis Kasha. Okay? Very clear, Kasha. Go ahead, Michael. Volume here. Hachi Perusho. Heshiv Rav Nachman. Meaning Rav Ashi and Baba Basra were saying, no, you misunderstood Rav Ashi. You misunderstood Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman never said Avdik and Metatlin Dami. Rav Nachman meant to say Lav Kruvskitu. So therefore, it reads beautifully with our sugya. Go ahead. Vahashta. Excellent. That's exactly the answer, Tosis says. Over there, Rav Ashi was being masber of Nachman. Rav Nachman is not because of Avdik and Metatlin Dami, it's because of Lav Kruskituhu. He wasn't arguing. Rav Ashi was never arguing Rav Nachman over there. He was being Masbir of Nachman. So therefore, the Tosis comes out beautifully, and Rav Ashi was purporting within Rav Nachman the theory of Lav Kruskituhu. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Now, Lamaisa, it's interesting that it's possible to say, as I said, that if you hold like the Rashbam, that it was a formal objective din. What do I mean formal objective din? In other words, I want to give everything over to my Evakanani except for Karka. Well, maybe Evakanani means Karka. That's what the Rashbam said. So what did Rav Dimi add on to that? Well, maybe also means if I give you everything except my car. So would Evakanani ever mean Metatlan? Yes, it's possible, Lamaisa. It's possible that it might mean that, Lamaisa. It's possible that it might mean that. So there is a Rashasher Baba Basra, Akuf Mem Tesimid Beis, that writes the following. He says, I don't understand. How could you say that an Evakanani is like Metatlan? How is this, in the vernacular and colloquially, you refer to Evakanani as being Metatlan? What kind of rye is that? Even if it would be Dino Kikarka, we should be Chayshish, that just like he's Mishar ben Metatlan, maybe he's Mishar in the Evan as well. Nurse, what was Rav Dimi's whole Chiddush? Rav Dimi's whole Chiddush was that if you leave over Metatlan, maybe he's also leaving over what? Maybe he's also leaving over an Evan. Why is that a raya that Evan is like Metatlan? Why is that a raya? Just like you leave over Metatlan, you might leave over an Evan as well. I mean, what's the raya? You know what I'm saying? If you're Mishire, I'm only being Mishire regarding what area? The area of Metatlan? Why should that be? Why does it have to be? If I'm leaving over some things for myself, why does it have to be only constricted the area of Metatlan? Maybe I'm also leaving over things regarding Karka, too. So the answer is as follows. He says a beautiful pshat. If you hold Evan as Kikarka, dummy, it's lo mistabir that if you're Mamayit Metatlan, you would be Mamayit Karka as well. It's not mistabir that way. It's not mistabir that you would do that in such a vein. I'm sorry. It's not mistabir that you would... If you're Mishar by Evid, then you're Mishar by what? By Kark as well. Just not Mishar. It's no Mishtaber that if you're Mishar by Metalton, you'd be Mishar also by Karka. So it must be the Evid's Bichlal, the phrase of Kol Nichsai. It's Kol Okorkor Kos in the Evid. So that's Lamaisa, how the Rashash wants to say the Pshat is. It's just not Mishar. I guess it makes sense. If you're going to constrict things for yourself, you stay in one area. So if you're Mishar, what? If you're going to be Mishar Lamaisa, in one area, you're going to stick with. If Evid is Kikarka, dummy, then we assume if you're going to Mishar Metatlan, you would not be Mishar the Kark as well, and Evid is concluded in Karka. So that's what the Gemara wants to say, is it must be that Evid is not Kikarka, dummy. Must be that Evid is also Kimetatlan, dummy. Alpi Alokhe. Not just Evid is considered to be Karka, it's also Metatlan, dummy. Because we would think you'd constrict it. So that's what the Tysus, the Chiddush of the Tysus, where he wants to say, and therefore there's no problem within Lav Kruski too. Okay. All right, let's go to Hilchos Purim now. And continue where we were doing in Hilchos Purim. Okay, the day before Purim, we know.